Amherst Island Recreation Association, a brand new volunteer group on the island, presented their first year-end report at Loyalist Township Council this week, highlighting successes. Members of the association noted the $5,000 in community grants they received from the township, as well as other expenditures and profits from the year. They noted a total of just over $25,000 in expenses for the year and nearly $27,000 in revenue. Volunteers in the association are made up of 3 executive members and 6 others. Over the course of 2024, the association gained over 1,200 followers and subscribers across online platforms. Lynn Wiminga, a member of the association, explained some of the work they did in 2024, highlighting how many residents were engaged.
In 2024, we had 12 programs, either weekly or monthly, 6 community events, 242 rec private Facebook members, over 1,200 island Facebook members, and this is part of how we get the word out about our programs and our events. Several Facebook chat groups for the different weekly programs, 82 newsletter subscribers with a lot of engagement here, there, and 1 engaged community.
Treasurer for the association, Mike Walhout, spoke about community support.
It's going well. This is our first year, and we're getting our feet under ourselves. There's been some extra costs getting the not-for-profit set up and that sort of thing. It needs to be pointed out that everybody on Amherst Island that comes to our events, and especially the Hoedown was our first licensed event again at the school for a number of years. And Chelsea, our chair, made a speech, and there was a huge round of applause. The community is very much behind getting back and using the community center.
Walhout mentioned the fundraisers they ran through the year, noting grants they received as well.
Our fundraisers, you know, we were successful in the fish fry and the Hoedown. And then we have the Canada Day through the community grant, as well as the Jingle Mingle. We were able to apply for the community grant as well for that one. And then we were able to get this sports equipment grant. We haven't quite filled that grant yet, but that's given us some equipment that we can offer to the community as well.
Wiminga highlighted the programs they ran in 2024.
Our 2024 rec programs were youth volleyball, for which we had 5 to 8 participants. We did Zumba, we did 16 plus volleyball, which is our probably most popular program. All ages sports, basketball, 50 plus pickleball, another popular one. Youth soccer, a winter walking club so that people could walk indoors without slipping. Youth art classes, drama workshops, community cards once a month, and yarn and yammer once a month as well.
Wiminga went on to mention the events the association ran in 2024, noting the number of participants.
The events that we held were community game night, a fish fry and bingo. And I checked the numbers on that. We had about 117 people there. Canada Day barbecue music and fireworks. It's a high holiday on Amherst Island. The Island Autumn Hoedown, we did an 8-hour dance. So 223 people came throughout the day. Jingle and Mingle, and we had about 80 participants for that, which was great. And the Parade of Lights at Home, we had about 27 entries on our map that people could go around and see.
Wiminga described the mission of the association.
Our mission is of the Amherst Island Recreation Association. We're exclusively volunteer-based, and we are supporting the health and wellness of Amherst Island residents and residents of the Loyalist Township through the provision of recreational program. By creating opportunities for social connection and physical activity, we aim to promote a healthy lifestyle and contribute to the development of a united and thriving community. In addition to recreational program, our organization seeks to support community projects and events on Amherst Island and considers the needs of the community as a whole, as well as special interest groups.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend noted the work the association is doing.
A good first year, and appreciation to everyone who works hard. You know, it's an example of good collaboration between the township and the community group doing good work.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.